If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
The Friday in the second hour, and of course, you know what that means.
Open line on kaya959.
Good morning, Sister Wall. Today on Open Line, I just want to ask, I received an SMS yesterday about my ticket. Mina, I know only 3 tickets. And then there's a road that Mugulawa said about it yesterday on a car drive. And then I also get the same thing. So, and I've never been on that side. So, Sizwe, like, can you clarify how does this thing work? No, because I'm confused now. Please help me.
I don't understand what your question is. How can I help you? What do you want me to help you with?
I think he's got tickets and then some that show up is on a particular road that he's never been on. But I don't know now what Mubulawa said further for more context. Yeah.
Then he must take the matter to court and dispute it. Say he's never been there and then they'll show him the proof where they got the ticket from. They'll show him a picture of his car or somebody driving his car. That's pretty much what he needs to do.
Yeah, or check with your tracker on the, because I know with trackers you can check on a particular date the route your car may have taken. Maybe you weren't driving, but somebody else was.
Manje umask no Trump abasazwani sikaliwa manje. All right, what does that mean getting a material? Genocide and terrible things happening in South Africa. Anyasibuzela bafethu, nyasibuzela because sezakura lay out manje. Eish, nyasibuzela.
Malunga ke labo ke. I always knew this thing would end up here. And generally speaking, I see a lot of people saying, no, Elon Musk is going to get sanctioned. None of that is going to happen. Lots of people, billionaires even, have gone up against Trump publicly, and there's never any recourse for it. If anything, Trump may get impeached again. I don't know if he'll get removed from office as a result of it, but, you know, an impeachment process may begin.
I wonder what's going to happen with the custody of the kids in this divorce. The kids bring the 49 Americaners, the Afrikaners.
That one, I can tell you, is not going to be the same. It's definitely going to be tough on them moving forward. And in fact, I can even suspect that this is a good thing for South Africa as a whole. All of that heat that we were getting as a result of pressure from Elon influencing Donald Trump, that's all going to dissipate now.
Gone.
Because if you look at Donald Trump, he's going to be facing heat internally, domestically. He's umkhalela ke manje. So, yeah, to each his own.
Morning, Kaya FM. Morning, Kaya family. What's on my mind on Open Line this morning is the drivers of school transport. And how they endanger our kids' lives. Every morning when I take my kids to school, I meet a lot of them that are actually driving recklessly. The taxis are overloaded. I'm not sure if parents are actually checking if these guys, you know, they don't overload their kids in taxis and if there's an accident, and it's just disaster. And the amount of, carelessness that these guys display with a taxi full of people's kids is atrocious. It's very, very atrocious.
Yeah, look, so again, you'd have to tell us what it is that you saw. In general, I agree with you that there are a lot of dangerous activities that take place with kids. Even transporting kids in jail en masse and put them in the back of a bucky, that's actually illegal. You shouldn't do that. The bucky shouldn't be carrying people that are just rolling around like that, even if you got a canopy. But we do it because we understand that there's no other way for people to get to and from work. Some people are working, and then others are going to and from school. So when you have umalume who's taking kids, it's because there's no other reliable transport. A lot of the things in South Africa that are problematic and even dangerous, people do because they are desperate and they've got no other choice. So it's not like people don't know, hey, this is a dangerous mode of transportation. But in the absence of that, the kids won't be able to get to school. And so now, what else can be done? That's a tragedy of it all.
On Open Line today, an impeachment process. I just want to thank God. The whole shooting between the robbers and the police happened right in front of my eyes. And I walked scratch free. Even my car was scratch free. And though I was very traumatized, but I thank God that we were not caught in the crossfire. I'm not sure about the other cars that were in front of me, but thanks God I was safe.
Yo. You need to give us more information. But it sounds shook,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, man. Yo.
So this one time, I can't remember how long ago it was. Was it during COVID, after COVID? But I remember being on the freeway. I'm driving. Then I see cars now coming back on the freeway. You know the freeway is one lane in one direction.
Yeah, one way. Yeah.
I see cars coming back. I'm like, hey, you guys going to get it? So luckily, I was just before the off-ramp, so I off-ramp out. Hey, where is your bagel? I'm going to bridge in. Come on, my pomus. Yeah, cash in transit. That dibulana is. Live. Petum kakalana.
So if it wasn't for the off-ramp, were you going to proceed? Well, no. You see that cars are coming on to oncoming.
Well, I don't know why they're coming back. Why must I break the law? Because other people are breaking the law. I need to see
this. Like, dude, if people are running, follow them, run away.
No, I was just going to park on the side. But I'm actually driving back freeway. I'm like, oh, he's going to say, let's see, Lima, let's. So I shall offer him. Is that too much? So I can imagine how petrified he must have been. And stray bullets. They kill, eh?
Just like that, eh?
They don't ask any questions. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's a robber? Who's a cop?
Who's innocent?
Who's a standby? What's the name? A passerby? Or who's a passenger? Yeah, that too. Okay.
If M7 abused by you, HR, when you want some clarity, maybe you want to know more about the rules and the laws, yes, M7, I'll tell you, don't call me, I will call you. We mail, you call him, Tanseka. We mail. Mom, phone, yay. Guys, in HR, you're on with.
That's funny. So, lodge a formal complaint. Also, Pella, HR is not the be-all and end-all, right? Everything in South Africa is governed by laws. You can also go to court quite well, if you wanted to. I don't know what the dispute is, though. So maybe just try and resolve the matter in-house first. And then we'll deal with you. If you see you're not getting any recourse, hey, then as Kali.
CCMA.
Yeah.
As a human, you got to be resourceful. 100%. If HR is giving you problems.
Way. I am a 49 Avengers. Iba mele ipox bag. Giti inaitel yona. Yonko siyam. Ay. Sobalande OR.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if the guys will come back, but they're definitely not going to have any further backing. Specifically not from Trump.
I mean, what's on my mind is that why are we still using Twitter? Because Elon Musk has shown us what has fallen in South Africa and all that. Why are we not boycotting Twitter? Somebody said that we can. See, boycott Twitter. When we have other South Africans that can provide something that we can use, Nati, man, other than a Twitter.
Okay, fine. Then stop using Twitter and see what substitutes we get.
And also, we built Twitter, you know what I mean? All these years of us tweeting, Elon just bought it. So it's not like it's something he came up with it, his brainchild, and then we hopped on it now. But yeah, that's why I'm not leaving Twitter. He found us there.
I have a question for you. I don't know if anyone
on the open line, okay.
On the open line.
Oh, wow.
Le feud, you know, Casper, is it legit or is it PR? Nienzan?
He's making it PR now. Number one, I've never had a feud or a beef with Casper. Mm-hmm. But obviously, he's got with the podcast. And now he used that moment that we had late night at a garage as some fuel and PR, as he always does. Before he fills up a stadium, he's going to beef with somebody, AKA, and then drop an album. So whatever catches fire, he uses it. So I guess that's what he's on. He's on a run now.
But you're not being honest. No, let's be honest. Listen, let's be honest. Take it from the beginning. Okay. You guys started talking about him on your podcast. You said his album was whack. You said he's fallen off. You said all of those things.
Yeah.
Then, hold on.
Okay.
Then you see him and you go to a guy and pretend everything is good. Everything obviously isn't good.
True.
So, true. I mean, I don't blame him for that. And now you guys are saying that he's using this for PR. He wasn't speaking about you. He didn't put you guys in his songs.
No, but yeah, I did say Utugushobani is not a great song. It's bad.
So now own that.
You know what I hate?
I hate it when people throw stones and they hide their hands.
No, listen.
Then they say, I don't know what's going on. You know exactly what's going
on. In that moment.
Own it.
I said, I love a lot of Casper songs, especially his old work. Mm-hmm. But this one is not it. Mm-hmm. That was my part.
So now when you see him, give him that energy.
Okay, so
don't go Nyovioli.
Over one song. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
if you're talking sideways, talk sideways.
So then the beef is legit.
It's legit. I spoke to Mina earlier.
So it is legit.
And I hear him. Abantu must bring the energy they bring. That's it.
And then him telling us all.
Bring the energy you bring.
Oh, nice. You know, now he's calling himself Don Nyoviolis, which has always been his name, but he was not really like using it till the whole Nyoviolis thing, thanks to me, blew up. And he won't even give me credit for that.
No, but you must own the beef. The problem is now we all need to be realists. If you're coming for me on any platform, when you see me, maintain the same energy.
Oh, now it's on, of course.
Just walk past me, but then when you're going to try and embrace me, then that's disingenuous because you're expecting me to be the bigger person when you've said something that could take food from my table because you're telling people my song is whack.
Your song, not you.
Ah, gosh.
Guys, I don't think we are taking this Ibrahim Traore threat seriously as a continent. I mean, Africa needs to be rallying behind this leader, this young leader, to be specific. His life is in danger, and his ideologies are what's rattling the Westerns. We need to be, you know, uniting behind him as Africa to protect our resources and follow suit in what he's doing in Burkina Faso. I feel like we are too quiet as a continent. We are just too quiet.
You can approve of his methods. It's fine. And you can support him. That's also fine. But, Pella, how a sovereign state does their things and how they run their country is entirely up to them. What I will tell you is, as a democratic South Africa, there's only a certain line that we can go up to when it comes to supporting somebody. Now, granted, it may have been the right thing to do in his region. Only his people can tell us. We don't know, right? But now if you're telling me that his life is in danger, we didn't put his life in danger.
So even if we did rally behind him, our government can't be public about it because, like, we are a democratic country. As you say, the support, maybe they won't even know.
No, we can be public. We can just say, hey, we're not going to get involved in it, and that's it. But if you're telling me your life is in danger as a result of you getting Mbuso, now, what are we supposed to do? We can't come protect you from that. Because now we're going to be party of that. We can't do that. You made those decisions all by yourself. You took the decision by yourself. Now, if people are coming after you, so be it. Stand for that heat, bruh.
Ah man, sizwa ngazi man kenzakalani lapho ayikha tracker ingatholile abantu babo iparking eGrand ayangazi kenzakalani just behind nje lapho eKeys just behind Ian Smart yo lapha kudluliki sizwe bra kudluliki bapaka endleleni imess nje lapha angazi kenzakalani can they find abantu babo iparking ngoba hayi siyasokola masidlula lapha mona ngeke.
Okay, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about, but I'm assuming you are talking about the call center that's on Jan Smuts, the car tracker call center where lots of people work and apparently they're parking illegally.
That's the one.
Well, if that's the case, then call the cops. That's basically it. There's a police station just up the road. Call the cops. If people are parked illegally, get the cars towed and impounded.
I don't even think it's the people who work at car track because it is a call center. A lot of them take taxis, I've seen. But generally around that area, there's nightclubs, there's opera, and there's just too much like economic activity happening and not enough parking.
Yeah, somebody's parked illegally, impound the vehicle.
Hey team, Ugavilona, 1632. Can Open Line Fridays be like one song for the whole hour? Because I'd really like to hear from people and whatever topic that they want to talk about and your guys' input. Thank you.
It can't be 1 hour. Bella, we are a music station on top of all of that. I just squeeze the talk in between the music. But Gashe, what we should be doing is we should be playing music and then like other stations asking you about relationships.
And also we've got a license and that license dictates how much the ratio of talk and music for the whole 24 hours. And you'll find most of that talk is obviously taken up by a Pimelo show, which is a talk show, or Google's show, which is mostly talk. So that leaves very little, too much talk for us to do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.